Wanda Sauce, how can I help you?
Hi, yes, I'm calling. This is Shantae Wilson. I'm calling to get the username and password back onto my Access app.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
My Access app. I logged out of my Access app, and I'm calling to get the username and the password. Are you able to give that to me?
Okay, did you re-download it?
No, I didn't have to re-download it. I just need to use the name and password,
Okay,
which
can
I
I ask who's
forget.
calling?
This is Shantae Wellington.
Okay, so go ahead and do you have a server ID number?
My ID number?
The
Yes,
server
my
ID number.
yes.
Okay, so you are logged in with that.
Right, yes,
Wait, hold on.
I do have the server
Say your
ID
last name.
number. So Wellington, Wellington. So that means that I just have to I did create a password. The password is what I forgot. So I can okay. If you're not able to
One second.
tell
For
me
your
the
first name?
information, I can get it. First name, Shante.
Last name, Wellington.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you were placed inactive. Give me 1 second so I can figure out exactly what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Wellington.
Yes.
Hi. So, do you need additional training in regards to the calling off policy?
No, I didn't. I had actually picked up a shift. I actually do need more, instructions on it because I didn't. I know the call off or to either put in calling off on the app.
Okay, so I'm not quite understanding what you're trying to express.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm picking up. Okay, I'm picking up the shift, and the thing is that with me picking up the shift, I already have two clients. So what's going on is I just ended up getting transportation. So I'm always on the app, but the call off procedure, like and what is it? Am I where am I at on my point?
You currently are inactive in regards to not obeying by the call-off policy. So I think that it may be beneficial that you are retrained in regards to the call-off policy, due to the lack of acknowledgement of what is currently going on. So if you are going in the system and you're picking up clients, as I expressed in orientation, the clients that you are picking up, you need to be calling into the office or conversating through the Access Care app to gain information on the client's needs. This way you can make sure that that client is going to best suit you. If you go ahead and you request the client when you are picking up the shift, that client is now your responsibility. So their shift is now your responsibility to attend to that schedule. So the fact that you're going
so
in,
I
you're
have
picking
to call
up client,
in and I have to call in and be able, if it doesn't show up, I have to call in and see what that client needs. I didn't know that because I was doing the ADLs from the actual app.
Okay, so I'm
but if
the ADLs
the orientation don't show up
for you, so I do know that I did say that when we were doing the orientation. Once you're requesting that shift, the shift is now your responsibility. So you're going in there, you're requesting shifts, and you're not attending to the schedule that you had requested. So that's something that we cannot be doing because you're going in there, you're requesting these shifts, and they're being placed on your schedule. And in our system, it looks like that we have coverage for those specific shifts, and then you end up not attending those shifts that you had requested. So now we're leaving these clients without the proper care that they need. So that's something that we cannot be doing.
Right. I understand that. So that's why I had called in because when I am on picking up shifts. Like, I'm always on the app. The thing is that if I don't see the ADLs come return and pull up, then does that mean that I just call into the office?
So when you're going in
like,
there and you're requesting shifts, you're not going to see that. So you're going to call in and you're going to ask in regards to what that client specifically needs care for, and then you can go about requesting. I would not press request until you acknowledge the type of care that that client needs, because what if you're sitting there and you're requesting them and then you're not able to be comfortable enough with providing that specific care that that individual needs? Now, also, you expressed something about transportation. You must have reliable
transportation
in regards to obtain the position that you currently hold in the within
Monica. I do have reliable transportation.
Okay. give me 1 second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and then I will be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Wellington?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and open up your Access Care app.
Okay, and
you're going to go ahead in there and put your email address in, the one that you placed on your application. I have Shantae C. Wellington at Gmail.
Okay, so I'm already there. I put in the it's our Twitter server, so I put in the server.
Server number is
number
100009.
Okay, and my username is my email?
Correct.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute. Okay.
And then go ahead and put, well, I apologize. Your username is Shantae Wellington.
Oh, username is Shantae Wellington?
Yes, Shantewellington.
Okay.
Go ahead and place your password in there that you utilized last time.
Thank you. And if I forgot my password, would I just adjourn? I'm just going to click on forgot password and my email.
Oh.
Okay. And there we are. Thank you.
Okay, are you in there?
Hold on 1 moment. I'm waiting on the email. Okay, hold on 1 moment. Hold on 1 moment while I log in. Okay, I'm back in.
Okay, so just make sure you are obeying by the call-off policy and procedures. That's basically what we just went over with. If you're picking up clients, they are you're responsible for their schedule, and then you will fall underneath the point system as well. Next time that you have the same incident, then you will be placed inactive again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, can I help you with anything else?
No.
All right, I hope you have a good rest of your day. Thank you. Bye-bye.